Chapter 32, The Ninth Parable, Part 6. After he had finished the parables of the mountains, I said to him, "Now, sir, give me an explanation of the stones that were removed from the plain and were put in the building in place of the stones taken out of the tower. Explain also the spherical stones put in the building, and those that still remain spherical."
"I shall tell you about all these,"
he answered.
"The stones removed from the plain and placed into the building of the tower, instead of those that were rejected, are the base of this white mountain. Since it was found that the believers from this mountain were all innocent, the Lord gave orders that the believers from the base of this mountain be used for the building of the tower. For he knew that these stones will remain brilliant and not one of them will become black when they go into the building of the tower. Whereas, if he had taken and put in those from some other mountains, it would have been necessary for him to come back to the tower to cleanse it. However, it was found that all these people who believe and who will believe are white, for they are of the same kind. They are blessed and innocent. Now, I shall tell you about those brilliant spherical stones, all taken from this white mountain. First, I must tell you why they were found spherical. Their riches clouded their minds to the truth and obscured it. However, they never fell away from the true God, and no evil word proceeded from their lips, but all was justice and the virtue of truth. So when the Lord saw their frame of mind, and that they were able to lean towards the truth and remain virtuous, he had their riches cut off from them. But he did not remove their riches altogether. Hence, they could do some good with what was left. And they will live to God, for they come from a good stock. Consequently, they have been trimmed a little and placed in the building of the tower. However, the other stones that still remain spherical and were not fitted into the building, because they have not yet received the seal, were put back into their original place, for it turned out that they were round. This world and its empty riches have to be cut away from them. Then they will dwell in the kingdom of God. They must enter the kingdom of God because God has blessed this innocent kind. Not a single one of this group will perish. For, though one or the other may sin because of the devil's temptation, he will quickly return to his Lord. I, the angel of repentance, consider all of you happy, you who are innocent as infants, because your part is good and is honorable in the sight of God. To all of you who have received the seal, I make this declaration. Retain your guilelessness. Do not recall injuries. Do not persist in your wickedness or in the bitter memory of your past offenses. Be of one spirit and heal those evil dissensions. Remove them from your midst so that the Lord of the flock may rejoice in his sheep. And he will, if he finds all the sheep in good health. But woe to the shepherds if he finds any of the sheep scattered. And if the shepherds themselves are scattered, how will they answer for their flocks? They cannot say that they were in distress because of the flock. They will not be believed, because it is incredible that a shepherd should suffer at the hands of the flock. His punishment will be all the greater because of his falsehood. I also am a shepherd, and I am under a most stringent obligation to give an account for you. Therefore, mend your ways while the tower is still being built. The Lord has his dwelling among those who love peace, for the Lord prizes peace. But he is far from the quarrelsome and from those who are given up to wickedness. Give back to him the spirit as whole as you received it. Suppose you give a new garment to the dyer whole. You want to get it back whole. Will you take it if the dyer returns it torn? You will instantly become annoyed and pursue him forcefully, saying, I gave you a whole garment. Why did you tear it and make it useless? Because of the rent you made in it, it cannot be used. Surely you will say all this to the dyer for the rent he made in your garment. Therefore, if you are so annoyed about your garment and complain about not receiving it whole, what do you think the Lord will do to you? He gave you his spirit whole, but you return it to him altogether useless so that it cannot be put to use. For it began to be unprofitable as soon as it had been spoiled by you. Surely the Lord of this spirit will punish you with death for this deed of yours.
Evidently, he will punish all those he finds continuing to bear malice, I said.
Do not trample his mercy,
he said.
Pay honor to him for his patience with your offenses. He is not like you. Therefore repent, for that is useful for you. All that is written above, I, the shepherd, the angel of repentance, manifested and spoke to the servants of God. Therefore, if you believe and hear my words, and walk according to them, correcting your ways, you can live. But if you persist in wickedness and continue to bear malice, remember, no one of this type will live to God. All that I had to say has been told to you.
The shepherd, in person, also had this to say to me.
Have you asked all your questions?
Yes, sir, I said.
Why then did you not ask me about the marks left by the stones put back in the building? We filled up the marks.
I said, I forgot, sir.
I shall tell you about this now. They are those who have heard my commandments in the present time and have repented with their whole heart. After the Lord saw how sound and thorough their repentance was, and that they were able to remain in it, he ordered their former sins to be wiped out. These marks are their sins which have been leveled off so that they might not show.